Coach, I guess, you know, Region 3 game. These figure to be two of the top-end teams in the region, and you get a beautifully pitched game, about what you expected.
Yeah, yeah, we pitched really well. They seemed to get a couple guys on, and we got out of it. I was just talking to Mr. Christensen there, and I think in five of the six innings, they had at least two guys on base, and we wiggled our way out of it. So sometimes that's what you got to do to get a win.
How impressed were you by Corbin Clifton tonight? Four innings, two hits and a run, and three strikeouts.
No, Corbin did a real good job. And the thing I like most about Corbin is he works hard. He's mentally tough. But I think after that first inning that he pitched tonight, or even, what was it, two-thirds of an inning, the first when he came in, he got the two guys. I was pitching good, and he come out, big smile on his face, and asked him how he was feeling. Good, good. Can I finish it? He didn't quite make it all the way, but he threw, 70-some pitches, which is plenty this time of year. No, he did a fabulous job.
And you really had to grind against a very good pitcher in Connor Kanaterud, but I thought your approach was very good. You got him at, 110 pitches by the end of it.
Yeah, we were pretty patient, a little too patient at times, I guess. A few hitters, they kind of let their pitch in their hot zone, so to speak, go by. And they knew it, because actually the umpire said a few times that, Mr. Christian asked him on one, and he just said, did that second pitch right down the middle? He goes, yep. And the kid knew it because he went, oh. and we've been trying to tell him, or preach to him, you see your pitch, you got to hit it.
How important was it to get this game in? The rest of the week does not look promising. So how important was it for everybody to play this one?
Well, I think for both of us it was important because, we have three more games this week, and odds are the first two are probably going to get postponed for sure tomorrow. It's 90% chance of rain, so we probably won't play that. Then Thursday we go to Kidder. Well, it's only supposed to be like 40 and 30 mile an hour wind. That's not optimal weather either. So, yeah, I told them, I said, well, if it looks like we're going to be able to play it, you got lights. If we got to wait till 6 o'clock to start or better, we'll wait.
So a day like this, it doesn't come around too often. What did you learn about you guys?
I think the most I learned today is how they're coming around to picking each other up when something doesn't go our way. And then someone will come in, hey, we're going to make the next play. Like we had a play in the field there and looked like it'd be a double play ball. It didn't happen. And the first thing somebody said when I went out to make a pitching change was, hey, don't worry about it. Make the next play. And that's what you need to keep the confidence up for the rest of the team.
Well, Coach, congratulations. 1-0 in the region. I mean, that's a good start.
Yeah, that's the most important games to win is our region games because, looking at the scores of all the teams, I think it's going to be a dogfight. Everybody's pretty even, so whoever plays best on the day is probably going to win.
Well, we know we'll talk to you again at some point this week. We don't know when, but congratulations.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.